Lars Larson is the nationally syndicated talk show host, whose program can be heard here weeknights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. You can also see him all over Fox TV. Lars, it looks like you're going to be leaving radio and going to TV. Fox uses you quite a bit.
No. The thing is, I love radio and television. Television's fun, but it's a great promotional device for radio. I was on CNBC last night with Larry Kudlow. It's a great opportunity to talk about some of the issues and get in front of a different audience. But believe me, I'm not leaving. Sounds like you're under the same kind of weather forecast that I am out here in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, it's been crazy here, Lars. In March and April, we had temperatures in the 80s and 90s. And now as we approach June, it's in the 60s. It's a nightmare.
It's back to winter weather. I also like that idea of telling Debbie Stabenow that she needs to make sure we can still use coal, since this country has a whole boatload of it, and the folks in the Obama administration would like to shut it all down, even though it provides half our electricity.
Well, that's one of the things that Pete Hoekstra has been talking about in his campaign to unseat Debbie Stabenow. Do you think he can beat her?
I sure hope so, because I've had the chance to talk to him before. He's a good man.
Let's talk about Mitt Romney. In a recent poll here in the state of Michigan, many Michiganders don't consider him a Michiganian, and it's thought that he can't beat Barack Obama in the fall election. What do you think?
I'll tell you what. I think he can beat Barack Obama, and here's the reason why. People know this country has to turn around economically. Barack Obama has been saying he knows that, but he spent the first 2 years of his administration messing around with a health care plan that's actually costing people jobs right now. And they know that he hasn't gotten serious about jobs other than the sort of make-work jobs you do through government, where you take a bunch of tax money that we don't have to spend because we're drowning in debt, and you say, go pay the highway, go do this, go do that, and it produces temporary jobs. What you need is jobs where people go on making a product or doing a service over a long period of time, you know, years instead of months. That's what America needs. Well, let's compare the two guys. Barack Obama never had a real job in his life. He's been a U.S. senator. He's been president. He's been a community organizer. He's trained as a lawyer, but he's never really worked as a lawyer. On the other hand, Mitt Romney, successful at business, so much so, if you want to use this as the measuring stick, he made $250 million by fixing broken companies. Well, we have a broken national economy. We don't need somebody to have somebody like Barack Obama come in and own the economy and have the taxpayers foot the bill for putting everybody to work who's out of work. We need somebody who knows how to fix the broken economy and getting people back to work. And a lot of that is not passing regulations like the ones you were just hearing in that ad, where you say, hey, let's shut down a bunch of coal plants that produces cheap electricity, and we'll replace them with hideously expensive solar cells and windmills. That doesn't pencil out. And any one of your listeners who works in a place that uses electricity, like a radio station, knows that when the electric bill gets high enough, the boss doesn't have the choice of raising the price to the customers very much, because the customers are going to say that I can't afford your advertising, Tony. So they say, well, we just won't advertise. So the boss looks around and says, if the electric bill goes up, I'm going to look for somebody to fire, because I don't have any choice. I have to have electricity. So he puts somebody else on the streets looking for a job. That's true at every single place in America that uses energy. And I, you know, beg to find me a job where they don't use energy.
Lars, speaking of windmills, 63 are proposed for a community here, Oneida Township in Eaton County, which is in our listening audience. And it's been thought that this could be a problem for radio and TV stations, too, because they can be sources of interference. But I know that you have a take on windmills, and I want you to share that with our audience.
Well, my basic objection is they don't pencil out. And when I say pencil out, I don't know what electricity costs in Michigan. In my neck of the woods, it's 10 cents a kilowatt hour. Solar is 6 to 10 times as much as that. Wind is about 3 times as much as that. And people say, oh, yeah, but it's working toward the future. Explain to me how making energy at 3 times its normal cost with windmills and 6 to 10 times its solar cells makes sense. It would be like somebody walking up to you and say, Tony, I got some gasoline I can sell you. You say, great, how much? $12 a gallon. 12? I can buy it for 4. Oh, yeah, but in the future it will seem like a deal. Well, hold on a second. if it isn't a deal, if it doesn't pencil out economically today, how does it make sense to make energy from something that's very expensive when this country right now is awash in new discoveries of natural gas, which is still a little more expensive than coal? Coal, we've got 200 to 300 years supply of the stuff. And those two energy sources are the best ones. Nuclear is one that this country's been a pioneer in. We have new designs today that are so much better than the designs from 40 years ago, and we could be building them today. China is, other countries are, and yet they're using our designs, and we're being left in the dust saying we refuse to use our own nuclear designs, we refuse to use coal, so we're going to build expensive windmills. When your listeners see their power bill triple, President Obama as a candidate said, electricity rates will necessarily skyrocket.
All right, but what happens when that fuel runs out, Lars?
When the 300 years where the coal runs out, I'll tell you what happens. In the meantime, we are figuring out new ways to produce energy all the time. In fact, one of the big replacements for airline fuel is now said to be algae. But when people read these developments, they call the show, and believe me, I appreciate the callers. I tell them, when you hear about a discovery in the lab, assume it's 15 to 20 years away from industrial production. Human beings have been figuring out new...
All right, Lars, I'll get you back on. Listen to Lars tonight at 10 o'clock. Thanks so much, sir.